I'd like to welcome you to the Road of Sholem Biblical Botanical Garden.
At the corner of a busy city street hidden by high walls, a piece of the Old Testament blooms in Pittsburgh. There is a cedar tree and date palms and a mulberry bush that in season drops bright purple berries on the cement walkway that meanders through the garden. The grounds are lush with flowers, vines, and herbs. There's an artificial waterfall and a patch of desert. Located adjacent to the temple, the garden transports visitors back in time to the landscape of ancient Israel.
The garden is in the shape of Israel.
There is the Jordan River.
And our little river here is 4 feet wide. And the Jordan meanders about 75 miles in Israel down to the Dead Sea. We have a sea here, not dead.
The Dead Sea is a small pond with water lilies and lotus blossoms.
The shape of Israel and also the different climates mean that there are many, many different kinds of plants that can grow in that area.
That's the idea, says Irene Jacob, the wife of Rabbi Walter Jacob. She turned this patch of earth into the Road of Sholem Biblical Botanical Garden 15 years ago and is responsible for what gets planted.
We have Mediterranean plants, but besides all the about 100 plants, as they are mentioned in the Bible, 100, 110, we also, because we're only open in summer from the 1st of June to the 15th of September, and the public likes to see some color, my husband and I decided that we would also have plants with biblical names. These are common names. These are not from Israel. So, for example, we have Job's tears, native of India. We have Moses in the basket, Joseph's coat, etc.
Mrs. Jacob notes that everything grows in harmony, the pomegranates with the olives, the papyrus with the flax and henna.
Every page of the Bible almost has mention of plants. People don't realize that. Some plants are mentioned just once, like cotton in the story of the Maccabees, and some plants are mentioned over 300 times, like wine.
So the grapevine is very prominent in the Bible.
It certainly is, because sometimes it was easier to get than water.
The biblical garden also grows something that tastes sweet.
We also grow sugar here. We didn't know, not quite sure whether in ancient times they may not have had refined sugar, but they may have sugar cones where you suck out the sugar. And I get those plants from the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Beltsville each year. I call them up, and he knows already I'm the crazy lady in Pittsburgh who wants to grow sugar.
The barley and wheat are germinated from seeds. Other more hard-to-grow tropical plants and trees are displayed in containers under the soil and covered with mulch. When the garden closes, they spend the winter in the greenhouse at the temple cemetery. Each year, the Biblical Botanical Garden promotes a special exhibit covering such fertile ground as dining with the ancients, cooking with beer, the healing past, and the art of dying, focusing on the plants used to color fabrics. Irene Jacob says she hopes that visitors leave knowing that they have much in common ecologically with their biblical ancestors.
And we'd like them to learn about this garden. Just to come here and relax and enjoy. People have told me that just coming here in this very turbulent moment, especially in Israel, that it's lovely to come here and relax.
That is exactly what one couple from the Pittsburgh suburbs decided to do on a recent warm spring day.
I've known that this garden was here. I assumed that it was much smaller. I would not have dreamed of the variety of plants that are growing here. To see cotton growing in Pittsburgh was a very unusual experience.
Seeing some things that we have in our own garden ties you to it, but seeing the things that you don't have and would like to have, and hearing why they're here, that was really the reason we came, and it satisfied us that way. Uh-huh. It's just glorious. So we'll be back again.
This season, the Biblical Botanical Garden connects visitors with their biblical roots and with each other in the special exhibit, A Taste of Oil, 5,000 Years of Oil from Plants. I'm Roseanne Skirbel.